Hey, it's your boy, of course, BT3. Today's show, I don't even know if I plan on doing the show. I think I did. I didn't even know what I want to talk about, but I was scrolling through Facebook, like I do sometimes. I scroll through there, and I came up on my cousin's page, my cousin Kayla. And in the process, I realized my Aunt B been gone for 15 years. It was my aunt, my cousin Kayla's grandma. I don't know. I still remember like it was yesterday. Of course, I was in Murfreesboro. My cousin Rochelle, she called me. It wasn't nothing out the ordinary that she called me. What was out the ordinary was she called me at like 7 in the morning. Like, and it was on like a Saturday. And I was shocked, like, huh? And I remember answering. I'm like, what's up? Like, what's good? What's wrong? Because she don't ever call the time more. And she told me my aunt B had died. It was crazy because I thought she said her friend D. She had a friend, I think they were roommates at the time, D, and they both had came to MT from Chattanooga. And the first thing I thought in my head, I remember when I talked to her the night before, she was like, they was going to go out. And I was like, man, this is the borough in like 07. And I'm like, man, what y'all is that dangerous that somebody didn't get killed in the borough? But then I could tell she was still crying. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not understanding. So I was like, and she was like, I didn't say D. She said, I said B, which is our aunt. The craziest thing about that, it had already been a long week. One of my best friends, Trey, his brother had passed away like October the 3rd. And we had been hanging out, you know, just being there for friends. And I remember the night before, we finally got Trey, but we're going to go out with me, Trey, not Trey, Marcus, Ryan. We was all like, we're going out. So we go out, and we just having a great time. As good as it could be, considering what was going on, we was all out there, like, for my partner, Trey. And, I mean, we was just having a good time. We caught up on a few laughs, you know. We partied a little bit, had a few drinks. Of course, I ain't drink a lot. I'm always the designated driver because I always got to make sure my people get back home. So that was what was important to me. But we had a good time. Everybody get back home. I think we dropped Trey and Marcus off. I think they was roommates at the time. Then I dropped Renatra off at home. Then I went home. And it was a pretty good night. I wake up the next morning, like I said, I get the call from my cousin Rochelle. And it's a call that I don't know, that you don't want to get. If anybody know my family, I don't know, we like super close. Even though it's a bunch of cousins and a bunch of nieces and a bunch of nephews and a bunch of this, a bunch of that. We really all look at each other like brother and sister. Like I got cousins that's 10 years older than me. I got cousins, I'm 10 years old. But my whole family in general, we just real tight. Like even now. I mean, when I was young, we would go on all kind of trips. Like, man, I don't know. We took countless trips all the time. And we all couldn't wait to show up at my grandma's house. We jump on the bus. We had a bus driver, Nathan. My grandma and her sister, Steen, they'd sit up front with B and Miss Ruby. And we would have a blast. And that's when everybody was together all the time, like the Thomases, the Andersons, like even on Christmas. Like, Christmas, when you get out of my grandma's house, if you don't get over there early enough, it's standing room only. And even if you got over there early enough, if you was one of the young people, you better get that seat up. There wasn't them grown people coming there, especially a lady. And you sitting down and you just looking around. May gonna tell you in a minute, get up. But May Sting, they was the head of the thing, right? But the two ladies really pulling all the strings, making everything happen. It was B. Willie Jr. and Wilma Myers. And they was tight. I remember B was a beautician. She did hair. So, you know, they was always off on Sundays and Mondays. And I remember even once B came home and started doing hair, like every Monday when I would get out of school, she'd be gone. Like, Wilma and I came together. They'd be in, Wilma had this blue minivan. They'd be gone all day. Or sometimes if I was lucky enough, when I been and got home from school, they might just be getting back. So they was there, but they was always running together. But I guess even now, like, I tell you, my family treat all us like brothers and sisters. I guess they even did it back then because B and Wilma were really cousins. But you wouldn't know it. Just seeing them, like you really think they were sisters. But that's how they, you know, raised us. So yeah, it's crazy to believe it's been 15 years. I remember I was 27, and you know, like, I know sometimes people are like, oh, 27, yeah, it was kind of long, wasn't really long, but I had the kind of family, still got, we don't do it as much, but I had the kind of family, like, we'll see these people every day. So for like 27 years, at least 21, 22 years of my life, like, I would see B every day. Especially like once I moved with my dad, like, I was, because I was always at my grandma's house after school, even on the weekend, I would see B every day. And let me tell y'all, when I say, and I ain't even lying, I ain't saying it because it's a show about her, but B would give you the best advice. But the craziest, the funniest thing about it was, like, she gonna hit you with that advice, right? She gonna give you the best advice. She gonna tell you the truth. She ain't doing it to hurt your feelings. She gonna let you know how it is. It just is what it is. So if you ain't really wanna know the truth, don't ask her, cause she gonna tell you. But she'll give you the best advice. But then after that, she might follow up with something crazy, cause my whole family, we still we joke. She might be, don't listen to me. You'll never say I ruined your life. But I remember I always, me and my friends, we would come over, after school sometime, we'd shoot ball. And if she had customers in the house, like, we wouldn't really come through the house. But she would always call me like, oh, Bruce, go get this, go get that, go get this. And I'd do it. And I remember she would always say, I'm gonna dance at your wedding. So part of me, when I got married in 2009, my grandma was there, rest in peace. My Aunt Bert was there, rest in peace. But I just had to envision in my mind that somewhere in heaven, whether she was with my Aunt Irma, my Uncle Pete, my grandma's sister Steen, whoever it was, I just had to imagine in my mind that they was up there dancing and having a good time. Because I know she must have told me that 100 times. I'm gonna dance at your wedding. But she left her mark on life. She had two great-granddaughters. Not great-granddaughters, but granddaughters. Kayla, Skylar. Probably the two lightest people in our family. Funny, huh? I know, right? She had three daughters. Janice, the oldest. Tiffany. And my cousin Pam. And if y'all know me, y'all know I love my whole family. But y'all know how I feel about Pam, Centrell, Felicia, Lucille. I guess this podcast was harder than I thought it was gonna be. I know as time passes, we get older, we live, we lose people, we gain people. But I don't know. It's a lot of people. I could say rest in peace to my Uncle Lonnie. He just passed not long ago. He's a great guy. Don't be disrespectful, Bruce. It was Deacon Franklin. And every time I seen Uncle Lonnie, like, he's like, oh, how you doing? And he gonna speak. He gonna ask me how I've been doing, and it's good to see me. And he was a good dude. He married my Aunt Thelma, and he passed away a few months back. And I'm 42. And I can't remember a time that I didn't see Thelma and Lonnie together. So, like, even after the funeral, part of me was waiting, like, for him to come out the back, but it never happened. Say, Auntie, rest in peace to my Aunt Irma. If y'all know Irma Wood Street, she sat up on their porch every day when she was out the window looking, like, and my Auntie Irma was, she was Channel 5 before Channel 5. She knew everything about everything. She lost a few kids, Fred, Melvin, Junior, Gloria. Life go by fast. It'll come at you quick. My Uncle Pete and his cousin Jimmy, they lived on Wolf Street. When they was living together, it was crazy because we used to just harass them, me, Narbo, Travis Neal. We were like in the summertime, we'd knock on the door and run off, and Pete would be livid. Like, he would come out and throw stuff at us. But he always end, and he'd say, y'all quit effing around over here. I'm going to call Ma. I don't know if he ever called it, though. I think that was just his defense mechanism so we could leave him alone. It didn't work because we would still do it every weekend. Rest in peace, Jimmy. Rest in peace, Jamie. Man, when I tell you, and I might be biased because it's me, when I tell you I think I had one of the greatest families, period. Hands down, I'm sure everybody feels that way. But this thing they call a reality show now, we probably could have had one years ago. We had some real characters. Man, I gotta say, rest in peace to my Uncle George. If you ever met my Uncle George, he's a genuine dude, had a good heart. He'll do anything you ask him, just like Aunt B. Them people will give you the shirt off their back. But my Uncle George was a character, and you couldn't help but love him because he was going to always make sure you had a good time, whether it was serious or a joke. I don't know if he ever called anybody by their real name. He called my cousin Bernard Knobhead. He called my cousin Kevon Kitty Weaver. Like, he had a nickname. He called my dad, we'll call him Bookie. We called him Book Jr. And he had a nickname for everybody. Everybody. And he still gave me some of the best memories of my life. He gave me my first best friend, Suntrail, 9 days apart. That's my girl still to this day. Good dude. Good dude. Funny guy. Cool guy. He loved the ladies. The ladies love him. What can I say? Feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Aunt Sting. Oh my God. That's my grandma and sister. When they get together, they talk more than anybody I know. Because for the most part, we at home with Granny. Granny let us run all through the house, all through the summer. We're going to have a ball. And Sting come down. Oh, man. May. You shouldn't let them, don't let them run through there like this. May, don't let them do this. May. And that was May's baby sister. She loved her to death. So, May gone, you know, Granny gonna be like, hey, y'all cut out and run now. Quit going in out that door. Quit da da da. Quit da da da. Don't do this. That brings me to my Auntie Laura. I remember she would come in every day from work and she used to always be like, y'all drive me up the wall. Y'all don't do this, don't do it. You don't do that at home, don't do it over here. But one thing you gotta know about my Auntie Laura, she got a real good heart. Like, it's almost like, and I'm not calling my auntie a dog. You know how you have a pet, that dog that be behind the gate and they bark, bark, bark. But when you come in the gate, all they really want to do is play with you and talk to you. That's my Auntie Laura. My aunt, like, she really a good person. I know I don't get off topic because I started out talking about my Auntie B and I had to say rest in peace to Irma, Pete, Junior, Fred, Steen, and my granny. Oh my God. Esther Mae Thomas. It ain't enough shows I can do or enough time on any podcast I have to explain to y'all what she meant to all of us. And to me, all of us. Man, we used to be at my grandma's house. It's plenty of rooms in the house, upstairs, downstairs, but we had 30 people in my grandma's room. And she loved everybody. She loved her kids. She loved her kids' kids, their kids, their great-grandkids, all of it. I think May probably held every child in our family up until she passed. I'm talking about from the grown grandkids, from like Melvin on down to maybe when she passed, it was probably like Serenity, Trina, all of them, Tennille. But I got a great family. I'd be lying if I told y'all I didn't. We ain't always perfect. We don't always see eye to eye. But we do love each other. My own queen, oh my God. I used to live to go to Chicago in the summer because when I used to go by myself, oh man, my queen, Aunt Gwen, she was everything. If she didn't feel like cooking, we was going out to eat. Then they'd get up in the morning, Neil might go to summer school, Gwen going to work, so I'd be there. She gonna fix breakfast, lunch, whatever. She a sweetie pie too. She'll curse you out in a heartbeat, still to this day. But she love hard. And I can't forget my Auntie Tham. Oh my God. You know what? Every time I see my Auntie Tham, we go back and forth about anything. Anything. We'll get into it about anything. But I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't trade her for the world. Not her. Not Laura. Not Gwen. Irma, B, Pete, George. And y'all know, my Auntie Lucille. That's my baby. I have to do a whole nother show about my Auntie Lucille. A whole nother show. Because that's really my baby. I love her. No more than, man, I don't even know. This lady would let me and my best friend George, we'll come over her house in the summertime. Through the school year, whatever. She'd be in her sleep. We'd be jumping in the pool 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I remember when she let us have a pool party, I thought, like, we thought about it. And she had never really told me no, but I just knew she would probably tell me no about this. So I was like, Lucille, me and George want to have a pool party. She didn't think twice about it. She was like, okay. And she said it so quick. And me and George were like, did you hear what we said? No, we want to have a pool party. And she was like, yeah. And that was probably one of the best parties I ever had to this day. But. And my cousins, oh my God, I ain't got enough time to name all of them. I love them to death. No, Bo, Travis, my brother, my cousin Neil, my cousin Kevon, Roman, Ebony, Santria, Rochelle, Felicia, Pam, Tiffany, Punkin, Leah, etc. If I forgot you, I promise, call me. I'm going to put you on the next show. Just want y'all to know, I love y'all. Rest in peace to all my family members. Rest in peace to you, B. Today makes 15 years. We miss you more today than we did back then. We'll never forget your smile. You and women putting trips together. Y'all sitting in the front of the bus with May and Steen and Miss Ruby. We'll never forget y'all. I won't forget any of y'all. Pete. Uncle Lonnie. Uncle George. A lot of people. A lot of people. And I know I shout out all the people with the peace and I gave a mad shout out to my aunties. I also got to give a big boy shout out to my Uncle Robert Earl. That's my guy. Good people. He think he know everything. Think he the coolest dude walking, but you gotta love him. If you know him, you gotta love him. Ain't no way around him. And to my dad, that'll have to be another show for another day, because it might take 2-3 shows. If you know me, you know that's my guy. My little brother Chopper, my brother Travis, my sister Toy, my sister Keitha. Ah, man. That's it. I hope y'all having a good day. I love y'all. Hope to see y'all soon. Don't forget, Lucille say, Saturday, I think they're having a block party. Make sure you come. I love y'all. Pam, Pam, ain't enough time for me to do a show today. Suntria, ain't enough time. Felicia, not enough time. Bo, not enough time. Nard, not enough time. Neil, Travis. I could do a whole podcast every day about my family, and I swear to God, it'll take up a whole summer. I love them. Trust me. I'm going to get around to all y'all. Have a great day. Have a great night. Thank y'all for taking the time to be here with me.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.